People are more likely to be open if they don't feel pressured to share information. Remember, even an offhand comment about something that happened during the day is their way of reaching out, and you're likely to hear more if you stay open and interested. Show them that you understand and empathise by reflecting the comment back. Wow, that does sound difficult, for example. We all want to be taken seriously. Look for ways to show that you trust the young adult you're working with. You still get to set the rules, but be ready to explain them. While pushing the boundaries is natural, hearing your thoughtful explanation about why noisy parties in a flat aren't allowed will make the rules seem more reasonable. Adolescents need self-esteem boosts just as much as young children. Teenagers might act like they're too cool to care about what adults think, but the truth is they still want approval. If you can show them that you trust them, they will feel good and may respond favourably to any responsibilities that you give them. If you are angry, count to 10 or take some deep breaths before responding. If you're both too upset to talk, hit pause until you've had a chance to calm down. Talking isn't the only way to communicate. And during your professional relationship, it's great if you can spend time doing things that are enjoyable, whether it's watching a football match on the television, cooking a meal with a group, without talking about anything personal. Sitting down to eat with a group is a great way to talk about general topics. If you can talk about sports or television or your day, you will create the conditions for openness and better communication. It's normal for us to go through changes as we mature, but pay attention if you notice changes to their mood, behaviour, energy level or appetite. Likewise, take note if they stop wanting to do things that used to make them happy, or if you notice that they are isolating themselves. If you see a change in their daily ability to function, ask them about it and be supportive without being judgmental. They may need your help, and it could be a sign they need to talk to a mental health colleague.